Hey, look on the phone. It's journalist extraordinaire M. Scott Morris and his award-winning art, at least it better be award-winning article from Sunday
about
certain really important people in North Mississippi.
What, the dog catcher?
Did you do the dog catcher story?
No, I didn't. No. I did you people. When you said important people, I was kind of confused.
Yeah,
me too.
Yeah, exactly. I was exaggerating. Good article, though, and very good article, good pictures. It made us look a whole lot better than we really are.
Did I spell everyone's name correctly? That's all that matters. I spelled your name right.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah. Whatever.
But you didn't call for that. You didn't call for us to throw adulation all over you. You called to talk about a movie, right?
Actually,
I called to talk to you about your new thesaurus you got, Bill. Adulation. Come on now.
We're impressed.
I had a good night's sleep last night. That's all it is.
What's another word for thesaurus?
Good question.
We saw When the Game Stands Tall. Hollywood has figured out that the week before football starts, college football opens, is a good time to run a football movie, I think.
Yes, I think that's a good idea.
And it's a movie that I want to go on the record as saying M. Scott Morris did not want to see.
Really?
No?
Yeah, well, I was not the biggest. No, I've seen the... And in some ways it was predictable, but we were watching this one scene in a football game to play out, and my son was with me, he's 9, and he tells me after, Dad, my heart's just pumping.
Really?
So it was quite a moving movie a lot of times.
It really was.
So it's a story of I can't pronounce his last name. Coach Bob. they have this long winning streak. If you've been to a movie theater in the last year, you've seen the preview for this because they've done a lot of previews for it.
Right.
But they lose a game, and then the movie is kind of about how they deal with that and a lot of other challenges that come their way. And he's a high school coach who just knows how to get his guys on the same team. But for whatever reason, that gets messed up for 1 year, and it's sort of like how they get their mojo back, I guess you could say.
Absolutely.
And strong Christian theme, because it's a Christian school, and he, in addition to being a coach, he also leads Bible discussion in class, so that's going on, and so you kind of have this, we have definitely a message here in the film, but not I wouldn't call it heavy-handed at all, not at all. I would call it seems to fit well within the story.
Absolutely. It's not one of those movies that you think, you know, that...
It's not preaching at you?
No.
Okay.
No, it's not.
Well, it's a dramatic movie, and so...
Absolutely.
The message, whatever message there is in it, is like a takeaway from the entire of this guy's approach to coaching and his approach to life that I guess, of course, the movie that the kids begin to pick up on, or some of the kids pick up on.
Yeah.
And but in the end, you know, first and foremost, it's a dramatic story, and so you're interested in how it plays out.
When we were discussing what movie to go see, I wanted to see it because I just love football movies. And Scott was like, Jesus is in it. And I was like, really? Okay. And I'm trying to figure out what the heck he's talking about. He's talking about James Caviezel.
Yeah, the guy who played in Passion of the Christ.
Right, right.
He's the coach in this.
And I was pleasantly surprised.
You also have Michael Chiklis, in The Shield and some other things. And then Laura Dern, who's been making movies since I was born, probably.
Thank you.
Yeah.
How old is she?
She's probably only like, consider how old I am, she's probably like 30, 32.
Right, sure. Excellent.
All right, so some of the previews said that all parents should take their children to see this movie. Do you guys agree with that?
I do.
Okay.
I think kids definitely need to see it.
All right. Scott, no comment on that?
My son enjoyed it. He had a good time. He wants to own it, so he gives it an A.
And does
so,
he really?
So that's a 9-year-old who, you know, I don't know if he's a target audience, a little bit, you know, probably about his high school kids dealing with high school problems, but my son, you know, he's a Tupelo kid. He's hardened by Tupelo public schools. So he could relate to those high school problems, I guess.
All right. What kind of grade are you going to give it, Scott?
I'm going to give it a B+.
Okay. Kelly?
I'm giving it an A.
All right.
A solid A. Definitely. Dads need to take their sons to see it. Actually, daughters too.
When the Game Stands Tall, showing at the Cinemark. Check out the movie. Check out the movie review in the Daily Journal every Thursday in the scene section, handwritten with... you're wearing your football helmet every time you write these things, aren't you, Scott?
And shoulder pads.